You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation passage this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 to 6. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. In this short passage, we see two different cities. The first city, the city that God gives to his people, is described as a strong city. The second city is described as a city on a height, or a lofty city that has inhabitants. It looks as though they are trusting in the height of their city. It sounds a little bit like it's a city which is going to be judged for its confidence in itself. And the passage, the prophecy says that God is going to lay that city low. It's going to be laid low to the ground. It's going to be cast in the dust. Indeed, it's going to be trampled upon. In the middle of this passage, there's a beautiful line that says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed or fixed on you because he trusts in you." A way that I've understood this passage is that my trust in God, my trust in his promises for me, our trust in the truth of God's word to us in Scripture is a strong city. It's the strong city that's spoken of in the first line. Our strong city is God's promises of what he will do for his people. And the key to entering that city, the thing that can open the gates, is keeping faith. Keeping faith in those promises of God to us that he will do what he says. Keeping faith in the fact that our God is an everlasting rock. And keeping faith that trusting in God is going to bring the rewards that he's promised to us. A passage that comes to mind in considering this is from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians in chapter 6. After having described the things that a Christian needs to face in his life, and also the heavenly weapons that a Christian can use to face those things, the apostle says, "After you have done all this, to stand. Simply stand on the promises, in the promises of God for his people." The strong city that we have is God's own promises and his promise that he will fulfill them. What is it that you need to be able to stand today? What is it that you need to be able to trust in the promises of God as we take time this Advent to consider them and to live them in our lives?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.